start the game tonight with Trouba and Party together. You put Sherratt and Myers back together. What do you like about those two pairings individually?
When you have a real good transition team that can knock an awful lot down, that runs a trap in the neutral zone, having your back end on their strong sides helps you move the puck more efficiently. That's the biggest one. Also, what they can feed off in terms of knocking things down in your own end. There's some things that are more difficult to do on your offside. Still really like the idea of Jake getting experience there. It just makes everything on our bench easier, more options with Jake having some time on the left side, so he'll continue to do that. Tonight, we want to get him back on his strong side.
What's been different for Adam this year? Obviously, it's been a challenge for him to get into the lineup for you guys this
year. The biggest thing is the health of our blue line, by far. I mean, he came into the lineup really in November last year and then back into the playoffs off the injuries that we had, and we had a highly unusual year of health on our back end, and there's some development going on, so we've probably weathered a few games with maybe even some younger and sometimes older players with a mind being mindful of their confidence. So those two gentlemen, Party and Postma, were out for extended periods of time.
He was such a big part of your PK last year. Do you think that was a factor at all in the struggles you've had this year?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, the answer is yes. We're looking at a primary factor. Originally, we're sitting 9th, November 1st, 17th, November 23rd, and when you lose your number one guy for 3 months, you're going to have a problem. And then, honest to God, at times it goes in cycles. Right now, we're gonna try to develop some young players. It's the one system in the game that young players get very, very little time on. It's almost exclusively run by veteran guys. There's a experience quotient to it, because so much of it is based on anticipation, and you need to have the experience, and the only way to get it is to put them out there. So we're going to run a younger unit with the idea of developing the Lowrys and Armias of the world into those kind of guys.
And with that team, you've been using Kopp in that role a little bit more too the last couple of games in the PK.
Yes.
Also,
right? Yeah.
How do you think he's been?
You know what? Fine. So we do all those numbers of goals and shots per minute of PK time, and their numbers are good. I mean, there's room to improve for sure on our back end. Faceoffs is such a critical piece to that as well. And Adam started the game against Dallas being underwater in the faceoff circle and found a way to battle through it and make an adjustment. Like, that's the biggest part for those centermen. It's not what they necessarily start the game doing. It's the experience that allows them to change what they're doing against certain people, and they're starting to do that for us.
Well, it looks like he's playing today, but have you ever been in a situation where your GM has asked you to hold a player out because of the possibility of a trade, and if so, what was your reaction?
I'm going to say I think so. I just don't remember it, to be quite honest with you. And my job is to have a bit of a long-term view with the youth that we have here, for sure, but not to have too long-term a view and prepare a hockey team for a game tonight. The management role would always have a far longer-term view of, does a guy need to practice you see it more with a potential waiver guy. You know, maybe if a guy's going down, he doesn't need to practice that day and take a shot off the foot.
Sure. You haven't been asked to hold Andrew out then, obviously. Why would that happen more with a waiver guy than someone?
It'd be the frequency. Far more players get waived up and down than trade deadline weeks.
Would you like to see another? Are you surprised you haven't called anybody
out? Matt Halschuk will land at 1 o'clock today. And that's more of a function. Brian Little sustained a compression fracture of his T6 vertebra. That's as technical as I can get for you. It is mid to lower back, so it was a significant amount of force that caused the compression fracture. And he will be out for the remainder of the regular season. We think it's an 8-week injury. Coming off that injury, though, we would expect, because it's stable, and it's, again, I'm not a doctor, it's the big bone of your spine, that once he heals through that process, he should be ready to go. The muscles will have calmed down and all the things around it, so he'll be ready to be a player and to train.
Well, how is Rick in the lineup tonight?
No.
Obviously, that's a pretty big goal. How are you going to manage?
It's a problem. I'm going to move somebody into center ice who hasn't played center all year, and then I'm going to run Mark Sheffield, who becomes the old man at center ice. Your center ice position drives so much of what you do, and we're going to miss him greatly.